Kelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dita. But first, fellas and girls, I have a confession to make. The other night, when I first told you about the sensational new free offer we're making on this program, I'd never actually seen Captain Midnight's big three-color airline map of the United States that we're offering free to every member of the 1940 Flight Patrol. But today, I saw it. And say, fellows and girls, let me tell you, it's a beauty. Why, it's so exciting and interesting and packed full of important information about aviation that I simply can't tell you what a big thrill I know it will give you. You see, this is not an ordinary map. It's something absolutely new and different from anything you ever saw. It's never been published before in this form, and it's not for sale anywhere. It's printed in three beautiful colors. And it's big. It's 11 inches high and 17 inches wide. And it comes to you absolutely flat, without any folds or wrinkles in it, so you can put it right up on the wall and keep it that way. Now, here's what it contains. First, there's the official airline map of the United States, showing every major airline in America just where they fly, what cities they serve, and all about them. By just glancing at this map, you can tell the names of all the airlines flying in and out of any important city in the United States. But that isn't all. Around the edge of the map, there are pictures and descriptions of the most popular commercial transport planes in use today. Gee whiz, just think of all the things you can learn about aviation every time you look at this beautiful big wall map. Believe me, folks will know you really are interested in aviation when they hear you tell all about the airlines of the United States. But now listen, here's how to get your very own airline map of America absolutely free. Just stop at your Skelly service station and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card the next time you're out riding with Mother or Dad. Why, maybe they'll drive you over there tonight. Simply show your Skelly man that you're a member of the 1940 Flight Patrol, and you get your big free map right on the spot. And if you're not a member yet, tell your Skelly man you want to join. He'll make you a member so you can get your free airline map right away. So, let me repeat. Captain Midnight's big three-color airline map is absolutely free to every fellow and girl who is a member or wants to become a member of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. So just stop at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad tonight, and your Skelly man will do the rest. Now, don't put it off. Stop in tonight or tomorrow for sure. And now to Captain Midnight. Chuck Ramsey and his friend, Frank Crane, you remember, are in the power of Ivan Shark, who is taking them on a secret flight. Meanwhile, Captain Midnight and his friends are doing all they can to get a clue as to Chuck's whereabouts. It is now noon on the day following Chuck's disappearance. Captain Midnight, Major Steele, and Steve Donovan are seated in the pilot's room of the Southwest Airlines Administration Building at Ridgeville Airport. They're gathered round a small table on which is spread out a large map. Listen as Major Steele says,
"Well, what are your plans, Captain? What do you want to do?"
"Well, now, here's the way I look at it, Major. Shark's got a 24-hour start on us, and we think he's flying northwest. At least, that's the direction he was flying when he was last seen. But we have no proof that he continued on that course indefinitely. He may have doubled back over Mexico. He could have gone in almost any direction. Now, it'd be very foolish to start flying with the meager information we have."
"I guess you're right, Captain. But, gee, I sort of hate to sit here doing nothing."
"That's where you're wrong, Steve. We aren't idle. We're making preparations for the future. And if my theory is right, Ivan Shark will get in touch with me here."
"Well, if he does communicate with you..."
"Then I'll be ready to act at once. Now, for that, I've got to have a fast plane."
"Well, I talked to the Spartan factory a little while ago."
"Yes?"
"They have a special job ready, which you can have at once."
"How many passengers?"
"Six."
"Good. How fast?"
"It's specially streamlined and will do close to 250.
"All right. I'll take it."
"Well, do you want to go up and take delivery there?"
"No, Steve. I'd rather stay here on the chance of hearing something from Shark."
"Well, we'll go up and get it for you."
"Yes, that's what I'd like to have you do. Steve, can you get the use of the ship?"
"Oh, you bet I can. Fast four-passenger cabin job."
"Good. Take Senor Pareto's nephew, Pablo, with you and introduce him to Captain Balfour of the Spartan Flying School. Ask Captain Balfour, as a personal favor to me, to see that the boy gets started right."
"Okay.
I'd like to go up with him myself, but Chuck's disappearance has made that impossible.
Well, I'll have a talk with Captain Balboa myself, Captain.
Oh, good, Major. Now, there's one thing more. Mrs. Donovan has received a very urgent message from her sister at Dallas. His sister is very ill, and Mrs. Donovan feels that she should go to her at once.
Well, that's easily done. Dallas is almost on our course to Tulsa.
Yes, I know that. You can drop Mrs. Donovan off at Dallas and then continue on to Tulsa.
What about Patsy?
Well, you wouldn't have room for her in the plane anyway, and Mrs. Donovan has consented to let Patsy stay with Steve. Patsy knows Chuck so well that it's quite possible she can be of some real assistance to us in our search for him.
Oh, you bet she can. You know, she's a pretty smart kid, even if she is my sister.
Well, I think we'd better get started at once, then. We ought to get back here just as quickly as we can.
Yes. I'd like to have you back here as soon as you can get here. Because no one knows what may happen in the next few hours.
Well, come on, Major. Let's get going. Go on.
And at the same moment, Ivan Shark's large bimotored plane is taking off from a lonely field over 1,000 miles to the northwest. The criminal himself is at the controls, and in the co-pilot seat is his daughter, Fury Shark. Listen as Ivan Shark says,
I should like to make one more landing, Fury, before we leave the United States and enter Canada. Then my plans will be complete.
I think you are very foolish, Father, to have taken Chuck Ramsey and the boy Crane with us. What possible good can come of it?
More good than you have dreamed of, my dear. I tell you that at last Captain Midnight has played into my hands. He will trouble us no more.
Now you are getting soft, Father. You are very foolish indeed to accept Captain Midnight's word, even if he should give it to you.
You do not know what you are saying, Fury. Captain Midnight is not like you or me. He has a chaotic idea of something called honor. Once he has given his word, he will not break it.
And you really think that in order to get Chuck Ramsey back safely, Captain Midnight will give you his word of honor not to bother you again?
That is exactly what I believe, Joey. He would do anything for Chuck Ramsey.
But how do you propose to communicate with him? Don't forget, Father, Captain Midnight is no fool. If he can find us and rescue Chuck Ramsey without giving his word of honor, he will do so.
I have thought of all that, my dear. After I have made another landing, we will fly to our old hideout in Canada. But I will make it impossible for Captain Midnight to discover the location.
And still communicate with him?
Most certainly, my dear. It will be very easy. In fact, I relish the days ahead of us very much, because I will be embarked on a battle of wits between Captain Midnight and myself. But this time, I will hold the advantage once and for all.
All I can say is this, my dear father. Do not underestimate Captain Midnight.
Have no fear, my dear. I do not underestimate him.
But how will you communicate with him without his knowing where we are?
I have it all worked out. At our next landing, I will send a telegram to him, sounding him out. This telegram will be sent from some other point far from this part of the country.
Through some of our friends, I suppose.
Certainly. You can see how easy that will be.
Yes. And that will certainly give Captain Midnight no clue to our whereabouts. But how will you have Captain Midnight communicate with you?
Ah, my dear. That is the best part. Captain Midnight has a certain wavelength which he always uses. I will tell him to reply to me by radio on that wavelength at certain times. From then on, our communications to each other will always be by radio. And each time I transmit to him, it will be from a different place.
Very good, Father. Very good.
I will only give him so much time to come to an agreement with me. If he does not give me his word, much as I regret it, Chuck Ramsey and young Crane will have to be liquidated.
Yes, Father. And we must not hesitate when the time comes.
There shall be no hesitation, my dear. It shall be done and done quickly. Then we will leave for another part of the world.
I am very curious, Father, to see how this struggle with Captain Midnight will come out. I do not believe he will make the bargain with you. but we shall see.
Yes, Jory. We shall see. We shall see.
Hours have passed, and our scene changes to Ridgeville Airport. It is now late in the evening, and Captain Midnight is talking to Patsy Donovan. A plane has just landed and is taxiing toward them. Let's listen as Patsy says.
It is Captain Midnight. I'm sure it is.
Yes, it looks like a smart one, right, Patsy? I guess it must be Steve and Major Steele.
Isn't it a beauty? Gosh, look at those trim lines. I'll bet it can sure make time.
Well, it must have made time to allow Major Steele and Steve to get here this quickly.
Why, look, Captain Midnight. I only see one person in the cockpit. Maybe it isn't Steve and Major Steele after all.
Oh, I'm sure it's a Spartan, Jesse. It doesn't Spartan line. It's a big passenger cabin plane. Well, we'll find out in a second.
It is, Steve. I'm sure it is. But I don't see Major Steele.
Yes, that's Steve, all right. I wonder what could have happened to Barry.
Hey, Steve. Steve, here we are. Where's Major Steele?
Hi there, Patsy. Hello, Captain Midnight.
Glad to see you back, Steve. Where's Major Steele?
Just a second. I'll be with you. I shut off the gas. I decked it up in the engine. I'll conk out any second.
Right.
That's strange. I wonder why Major Steele didn't come back. I wonder if something's gone wrong.
No, I don't think so, Patsy.
Oh, there. Steve will be with us in a second.
Yes. Where's Major Steele, Steve?
Well, when we got to Tulsa, Major Steele found an important message waiting for him from Washington.
Yes?
He took the first airliner out of Tulsa headed east. He said he'd get in touch with you later.
Oh, I see. I guess something very important must have come up. Well, it can't be helped. We'll fight this thing through ourselves.
Say, have you heard anything from Chuck?
No. Not a word, Steve. Then I'm not surprised at that. Undoubtedly, Shark has certain plans. Certain precautionary measures which he has to take.
Yes, I guess you're right, Captain. Well, what do you think I better do? I put the Spartan into the hangar. I can't leave it out here very long.
No, wait. I was just thinking, Steve. I'll tell you what I think.
Captain Albright. Telegram for Captain Albright.
Listen. Did you hear that?
Captain Albright. Telegram for Captain Albright.
Hey, that's the kid from the airport telegraph office.
Hey, kid. Here's Captain Albright.
Okay. Are you Captain Albright, sir?
Yes, I'm Captain Albright.
Here you are, sir. Sign here.
There you are, son.
Oh, thanks an awful lot, sir.
Is it news of Chuck?
Yes. Just as I suspected. It's signed Ivan Shark.
Well, Ivan Shark has made the first move in his battle of wits with Captain Midnight. It's now up to Captain Midnight to make the second. But what will Captain Midnight's move be? Thrilling adventures are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in to Captain Midnight. A few minutes ago, I said that if you wanted to get one of those beautiful big three-color airline maps of the United States, and you were not yet a member of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol, that you could join up now and get one anyway. Now, here's how to do that. You just stop at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad when you're out in the family car tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday. Your Skelly man will enroll you as a member and see that you get your Flight Patrol membership card, your spinning Flight Patrol membership medal and pocket piece with the secret password, and he'll give you your big 11 by 17 inch wall map of the airlines of the United States, too. All absolutely free. Remember, it doesn't cost you a cent to join. And everything, including your official airline map, is free. So whether you're already a member or whether you're just joining now, stop at your Skelly service station and get your free airline map of America tonight. And don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. So Ivan Shark has actually sent a message to Captain Midnight. What does it say? And will this prove the means whereby Captain Midnight can finally capture Shark and rescue Chuck? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!